Yivamis, Perigdal Mishnah Test. Shemes Yovam Shekidish Ochi Vizachoy. So this is a din that we've had many times. Reuven died, and Rochel Ishto is Zikuka to Shimon. Shimon went and married her sister. Now that he's married to her sister, he wasn't supposed to marry her sister. Why? She's Achoyz Kukosoy. The Zika that he has to Rochel is a quasi issues, and Melet asks him. So he's not supposed to live with, he's not supposed to be married to Achoyz Kukosoy. Mishum Reb Yehuda ben Beseira Amru. The ben Beseira over here is not so poshut, but the Gemara quotes this Reb Yehuda ben Beseira. Oimrim Loi, we tell him, Hamtin ad sheyase ochicha agodl maisa. So actually, it wasn't only Shimon, it was Levi. Not only that, Shimon is the ochel agodl, so we'll call that Levi was the one who was mekadesh achoisa. Now, Batsim, what's his din? If Levi right now is married to Leah, the sister of Rochel, Leah is unaffiliated. So right now, what's his din vis-a-vis Rochel, the almona, the yivama, poshta achois ishtay? Of course, the achois ishtay. Kedushin makes all the dine erva the same way Nisuin does. See, even after the kedushin, there's absolutely no zika. He can't be miyabmi, he can't be chaylitz, no shaykhis. If Levi would be chaylitz, the chayr wouldn't be chal. Shimon has to be chaylitz. We tell him, Oimrim loy hamten ad sheyaseh ochicha agodl maisa. He's the one that has to do it, either yibum or chalitza. And with that, she becomes oiskuka, she's married to Shimon. Now Levi can marry her sister. Now, the truth of the matter is, that's not what's not so poshut over here, is l'chayra, once Levi married the sister, the sister is not it's a, the zkuka is achos ishtoi. His wife, klape being koiniser, hamtin, we tell him, don't be koiniser, because it's achos kukosoi. She's not skukos anymore. The zika was pokal, you date the fact that now she became achos ishtoi. The Teretz is, of course, it's the Rabbonim. But here we do have a Machlokes Rishonim. The Shaila is how far we tell him Hamtein. Do we tell him Hamtein, don't make Nisun? What happens if he was Koinisur L'chupa, but he wasn't yet Bolo? We have a Machlokes L'maisa Rishonim. Taisvis, the Rosh, says that, of course, since Midaraisa, the Zkuka now is not Zkuka anymore, because Achois Ishtoi. So we were just telling him, don't be kindness. But once he was kindness, he's allowed to be bold, though. He's not being bought on Achoy Skukos. She's not Skukos anymore. Mukhi Yosef argues, since it was Chal already, Shem Skukos, he was bought illegally, not bought, I'm sorry. He was Mekadosh illegally, her sister. So she's still, the Skukos still retains her Shem Skukosoy, Klape the beer, I'll kopon him to render her Achoy Skukosoy. So Mela, wait for the beer, even after the Nisun, you have to wait. But that's Machlokes only on a Durabonim Dika level. Cholatz la'ochiv eknoso. Levi was mekadesh the achois Rochel the zkuka, and then Shimon made chalitza, or Shimon married her. So the zika is off. And then yichnois is ishtoi because it's not achois kukos anymore. Meisa hayivoma. What happens if meisa hayivoma? So vayta, it's not achois kukos anymore. Yichnois is ishtoi. Meisa yavom. The Yovam over here means the one who was supposed to be Miyam, that Shimon. Now we have a serious issue. Levi is the only surviving Yovam. Levi has, he was Mekadosh Leah, and she's a Chos Kukosi because he has Rochel that's Kukolei. So let's weigh out the options. If he's going to be Miyabim, he can't be Miyabim. It's a Chos Ishtoi, Chavi Krisus. To be Choylitz, again on a Durabonal level, because Be'etzim it's a Chos Ishtoi. There's no Zika. But on a Durabana level, since it was already Chal, we look at her as a Skuka. If she's a Skuka, he's going to be Cholitz, Achoy Skukosa. He can't turn around then and be Koinis Leah. Also, if he's Megarish, his wife, Leah, he can't marry Achoy Skukosa. So what's he supposed to do? Yoitzi is Ishta Beget. He has no choice. He has to get rid of Arusosa Beget because Achoy Skukosa. Since the Zika was Chal before the Ishus, so the Zika stays on a Durabonan level, Mele has to deal with that and Ishtoi, and he can never marry Ishtoi. So Mele has to get rid of both of them. Mishnah Yud. Hayivoma loy tachloitz v'loy tisyavim. Yivoma should not, one should not do the maise either yibmo or chalitza at sheesh lo shloish chadoshim. We discussed this in Mishnah Aleph. This is the Zman Hatona. You don't know if she's roy lezika. Now, theoretically, you could do the maisa chalitza, and you'll wait on it. But lechatchila, you shouldn't do the maisa chalitza. The maisa yibum you can't do, because the maisa yibum is a suffolk eshazach. Might be an eshazach shalai b'makom mitzvah. Maybe she's a mu'beres. Even the chalitza, we said, according to Rish Lakish, lahalocha, the maisa chalitza isn't the maisa chalitza. V'chein kol shah ha'noshim lo yisarsu, v'lo yinosu, all other women that their husbands died, atshiyu lahen shloish chadoshim, they're not allowed to get married, there has to be a zman avkona. Echad psulois, v'echad bu'ulois, echad grushois, v'echad almonois, echad nesuos, v'echad arusos. There's a azamin loy plug, where even a woman where you're not choshish that she was married, you had a woman who was an arusa, she's a psula, there's no need for a havchona that she was not mu'beres from her first husband, not shaykh. Doesn't make a difference if there was a chshash, if there wasn't a chshash, doesn't make a difference if the marriage ended suddenly, the marriage didn't end suddenly, doesn't make a difference if it was becheskas that she was nevelas a nesu, or becheskas not, because she was an arusa. Reb Yehuda waters down the loy plug, the sharpness of the loy plug here. Reb Yehuda ayme hanesuos yisarsu. First of all, there's absolutely no reason not to be ma'aris, a woman, after her husband died. The problem is only if she's nivellus loy, so then you have a problem. Whose child is it? Okay, so wait on the nesuin. You don't have to wait on the erisin. So Reb Yehuda undoes the gzeira on erisin. Then he says, for arusois, yinosu. Arusois that also don't have a chshash, because by arusois they're becheskas that they're not nevalim, so there's no reason they need avchona. So then they could get married proper. They could be nichnas lechupa. Chutz, he says, minu arusois sheb Yehuda, mipnei shalibay gaspa, except for arusois in Eretz Yehuda, which is the vicinity around Yerushalayim. Libe Gaspar, the Gemara explains in Ksubis that there was a anhoga by some of the Arusa. It's not clear exactly how far they took that, but they were nisyachid. An Orus with Narusa would be nisyachid Eretz Yehuda in order that when they were nichnas, when they started living together, it would be more comfortable. So Mela, they were matir yichud, which is a whole sugi in Ksubis. Because since there was a familiarity, one can't make a becheskas that she's not a ba'ula. The same way in the Gemara Ksubis is mavur legabe becheskas that she's a psula, legabe ksubas masayim, you can't assume that in Yehuda. So of course, then you would need havchona by an arusa, and she would have the din of a nesua, and then it would only be a sasu. Vinishvi, he doesn't hold of adding in a level of loy plug. Rabbi Yossi seems be'etzim to hold like a Yehuda. He just adds one detail. Kol anoshim yisarsu, chutz min ho almono, alts the gzera of gimel chadoshim of hamtona, that they can be nisarsu right away. Except for an almono, that means a grusha or any other situation, mipnei ho ibul. What's mipnei ho ibul? In order that there should be the proper avelus, it's pasha bezoyin for her husband that died, so really they you have to wait at least 30 days to do the erisin. Few points worth mentioning. One thing is the Yochin brings raid that what's osur, according to Chacham Mitzad Leplug, is a marriage. Marriage is erisin. What we call erisin, people invite you to an erisin, bisman hazenevrit, they call it that, is an engagement. It's called, beloshin hapoiskim, is called kesher shiduchim. That avada they were not geizer against. To announce an engagement, that avada, and even to sign it to know him, that's avada naros. It's only erisin which mamish makes the issues. The raisa that over there they made a loy plug, no issues within that zman avchon. The same thing, by the way, is true in the Masechtas Ksubis. There's a din that a woman's not allowed to get married if she's a menekes. So also, she's not allowed to get married, she's not allowed to be nisaris. Same discussion over there. The reason is she shouldn't be nevelas because her milk will dry up, she won't be able to feed her child. So the erisin should be mutter, we make a loy plug, but not on shiduchim. Same discussion. Yochan just adds that bezman hazeh porutz. Not even that. That also is not so possible. Bezman avchona, to announce an erisin, to announce a kesher shiduchim, where it's not clear that will be moneh them zem izeh, that you have to know. Kivega has all arichus over here, a big pilpul in the sugin gittin daf yud ches, where he wants to know if, when we wait the 90 days for Havchon, the 3 months, is that 90 days from the Ksivas HaGet or from the Mesiris HaGet, from the Mesiris HaGet? All back and forth in the sugya of Zman Begitten. Why shouldn't you have a problem with Zman Begitten? But the reason why Zman has to be written properly is because the get could be used to be Moitzi Momen, to prove she was an Eish Zish from a certain point. Why not say Legabi Avchon? She'll be able to use it illegally for that. Kivega's stark mafalp on that. The 90 days, by the way, how do we determine those 90 days? The 90 days of Mephoshim say comes to the Gemara is besides for the day that she was Nisaris and besides for the day he died. So it really comes out, it really could be most of 92 days. But that's what's called 90 days, 90 full days.